Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 75. Three things you can do right now to help you thrive for the rest of the year. The second half of the year is here. How are your results for the first half of the year? Are you happy with your results, or do you see some gaps that you need to fill? Well, in this episode, I will give you three things you can do right now to help you thrive and make the rest of the year the best of the year. I know we are in a state of emergency, it seems, with inflation going up and costs of products, everyday products are going up so high, and that we're spending more than we normally spend. And right now, we want to shrink back. We want to play it safe. We don't want to enter this world and take more risks, right? But I am telling you now, more than ever, is the time for you to play big and to do the things that you were meant to do by taking action and being uncomfortable. In this episode, I will share three things with you to help you do just that. Are you ready? Grab your pen, your lime water, and a notebook, and let's get started. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine, and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who builds a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by, right now, we all seem to be scared. We are fearful of what the future holds. And what we want to do, we want to shrink back. We want to go into our room and get on our beds or get in the closet. We want to hide. We want to hide from what seems to be very difficult, uncertain times. Right? So when we feel uncomfortable like that, when we feel unsure of the future, we tend to hold back. We tend to take less risk. We tend to not invest in ourselves and in the things that matter to us. And when we do that, we have the tendency to put ourselves in a negative situation where we don't get to grow, where we don't get to learn, where we don't get to really make anything significant happen in our lives because we are too busy trying to be comfortable, trying to stay in our comfort zone. So the first tip I have for you is very simple. Because we are afraid of things going wrong, because we're afraid of things getting worse, we want to hold back. So what I'm suggesting that you do is not to hold back. I want you to fail more. I want you to take more risks. I want you to take massive action so that you can discover your magic, your genius. You can become the unstoppable you that you are. All right. So a lot of times when we put all our efforts and all our resources so many times we tend to think this is the one thing that's going to make us successful. This is the one thing that's going to help us meet our revenue goals. This is the one thing that's going to help us gain more influence. But it saddens us when we realize that that one thing is not that magic pill that we anticipated it to be, right? So I want you to look at everything. Look at everything that you feel you are called to do. Okay, and don't go with the prettiest and shiniest thing. Sometimes people respond to the most raw thing, the most honest, because that's their life too. They want people they can relate to, not people who seem to have everything perfect and everything going well for them. So I want you to take action in doing what you've always wanted to do. Things that excite you, things that you have passion for, that's in your heart and you're always thinking about and you feel like that's where you're going to make your mark, your difference. I want you to do that. I want you to take the risk and do it, even though you're unsure, even though you know people are going to judge you and they will say, who do you think she is? Who does she think she is to be doing this? But you know who you are. You are called to do this. So lay all your cards on the table and look at the things that you've been overlooking, because maybe they're not the shiniest object. Maybe they're not the sexiest, the prettiest, the things that people will accept easily. But if that's what you've always wanted to do, I am urging you to go do it right now. Do it right now, because that is what will speak to people. And that is what's going to open the door for you to really make your impact and have your influence, because people want to see people who are like them, people who are going through what they're going through, people who can be honest about their situation. So when we do that, when we step out like that, we have to anticipate that we are not going to get everything perfect. It's possible, and you can guarantee it, that you will fail. That means you're not going to do everything perfectly. And every time you fail or you do something not so perfect, you will learn something from it. You will grow from it. If you don't stop, if you just continue, you will be better at it. So focus on that. Focus on failing more. What will you do that you've always wanted to do? That's number one. Number two, I want you to be mindful of your spending habit. Earlier, I talked about how every price is increasing everywhere. Gas prices, grocery store prices, almost anything you're buying these days, you are paying more for. And inflation doesn't seem to be stopping at any time soon. So you have to be mindful of where you're spending your money and how you're spending it. If something does not make sense and does not serve you and your family, you have to cut it out. Okay, if it is junk that is polluting your life, you need to cut it. At this point, something needs to elevate you and your family and your business for you to spend on it. It has to be totally, completely critical to your success for you to spend that money. All right, unless, hey, you may be Oprah, you may be loaded. But I'm sure if Oprah was spending every single dime she made, she wouldn't be where she is right now. All right, so look at your budget. If you don't have one, you need one, okay? At least you need to be mindful where your money is going and how it's getting in. Look at your spending habits and see where you may be able to save and see where you may be able to make some changes, and go ahead and do that, right? Go ahead and do that. Because what happened is, you want to be in a position of power. You want to be in a position of strength when it comes to your finances, because with this economy, you will have a lot of people are going to pull back, okay? They're going to pull back. When things get difficult, people quit. Are you that type of person? Do you quit when things get difficult? Well, this is what's happening and what will continue to happen with this economy until things turn around. And in reality, to be honest, that happens in every economy. You know, people pull back when things get difficult and they pull out, and that will create more of opportunity for you if you stay in the game. You have to stay in the game and you have to elevate your game in order for you to be the choice of people who need your service. Number three, I want you to really put your mental and physical health first, okay? I want you to focus on your mental and physical health, because you know already mental health is very big. People are going through so much stress because of what's going on in the economy. And I'm sure that influenced what's going on in their homes, what's going on at work. People are stressed. They are stressed. And because they are stressed, sometimes they make bad decisions Okay, they get into fights with their spouses. They get into fights with their children. They cannot be productive. All sorts of bad things happen when you are not in the right mental and physical health. If you don't have your physical health, if you don't have your mental health, what is important? In reality, nothing. In reality, nothing. Okay, if you are not healthy, then nothing else matters, because you cannot really enjoy it. If you are in a body where you're always aching, where you feel like you are burdening your organs and you're not eating right and you are putting a burden on your family, friends and family. So focus on really taking care of yourself mentally, physically, because that's how you will prepare yourself to really invest in other people and yourself. All right. And if you do need help, if you are depressed and you need help, or you have some mental issues, you need help, you cannot do it by yourself, then yes, it's time to hire help. It's time to get help. It's time to get the help you need so that you can fix this once and for all, or at least have some, develop some habits for you to cope with it until you can get rid of the situation. But there's help out there for you. So what I want you to do is look at your life and see what cycles you have running through your life. Okay? What cycles do you see repeating all the time? What cannot you keep up with? If your house is always a mess and you've always wanted to clean it, and for some reason, month after month, it's not clean, and you start this, but you never really finish it. I mean, what cycle, what negative cycle do you see going on in your life that you can work on, that you need help with, right? If something is repeating itself over and over again, that means it's draining you. It's like those incomplete things that you're always thinking about that you've meant to check off your list. You mean to do it, but somehow you never get to do it. And those pestering things, they zap your energy. They take your energy away from the things that are most important to you. So what you have to do is take a look at what is recycling in your life, what negative cycles that you have, and then either you really become self-aware of it, that you decide this is what I'm going to do right now to really do this, fix it, check it off the list, or you might want to totally remove it from the list. Maybe it's something that you're no longer interested in, okay? Maybe it's time to have a new goal. If this goal is not working for you, maybe it's time for a new one. However, if you are constantly thinking of something, if it's coming on your heart all the time, then there might be something there. You may have to find a new approach to really check that thing off your list. So when we have things that are constantly running the same cycle in our lives, and without us ever being able to complete it or be successful at managing it, then it becomes a problem for us. We want to clear our minds in every way possible so that we can focus on what really matters, what will make the most difference in our lives and the lives of people that we serve. All right. Well, if you need help doing this, I am here. In the show notes, you will find the link to my calendar. If you want to schedule a breakthrough call, we can do that and find out where you are, where you want to be, and devise a plan for you to get to that, to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me, and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action.